Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
Near center ice, he'll fire one towards the net and scores! Big glove save, he snatches it out of the air. Works to the logo, shoots and scores! 2-on-1, but I think he's low on gas, but gets it to Caulfield. Caulfield shoots and scores! Caulfield, Badgers win! What a finish! What a game!
Keep it going, baby!
Badger hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Medicine and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice.
And the officials for tonight's exhibition game, Kenny Anderson and Kevin Corbett, the linesman Riley Bowles and Matt Gerlach, and the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Top line for the U.S. team out there, Gabe Perreault, a commit to B.C., Will Smith, the centerman, a commit to B.C., Ryan Leonard, the right wing, a commit to B.C., Perreault, 30 goals, 64 points for the U.S. squad in 33 games played. He's got 17 goals and 34 points in 15 games against Division I programs. Will Smith, 22 goals, 59 points. Leonard, 22 goals, 43 points for the United States. They're loaded, that top line. In particular, Wisconsin, though, won the opening faceoff, and the Badgers have the puck in the offensive zone to our left. Shea Donovan playing defense, rarely gets an opportunity, just his third game this season, 21st of his career. USA looks to exit the zone and throws it right to Cruz Lucius, who turns to his left in front of the U.S. bench, finds a pass through to Stramel, hands it off now to Smolanik, and shoots one low glove side on Musser right through the crease.
That was one of those passes where you don't know if it was a shot or a pass, because Stramel was wide open on the far side, and if he would have just put it on his stick instead of trying to do it at what they call a pop, put it off the pads.
Sure. The Badgers have five players who came from the National Team Development Program. Four of them started tonight. The one that did not, Daniel Lodge, is injured. But Owen Lindmark actually started at defense today with Lucius, Stramel, and Smolanik. Here's Oliver Moore, Gophers recruit, and it's set up in front. It goes off of McClellan, and Will Vogt bangs it in, a minute five in. And the U.S. has a 1-0 lead. Oliver Moore, second-line centerman from Moundsview, Minnesota, came in right wing, looked like he might shoot, put it on, and McClellan kicked it out, and that was where Vogt had it and put her home, 1-0 USA.
Well, if we get a chance to see, the offside winger was the man. Matty De St. Phail came all the way back and just stood by the guy as he shot it in the net. There's a difference between back-checking and back-checking with a purpose.
12th goal for the BC recruit, Will Vogt. And the United States on top here early and on the attack again. Shot by the defenseman, Aram Minetian, goes wide off a stick. Held in far side, now chipped free by Wisconsin. On the rush, it's Shea Donovan, slides it off to Malmquist, and he pushed it just wide. Shea Donovan joining the rush.
I told you, he's a scoring machine after that first game at forward, defense. I thought he was going to play goal there for a couple seconds.
Matthew DeSaint foul in the offensive zone to Luke Lemaster now for Wisconsin, down 1-0 in this exhibition game. Brock Caulfield put it in front, intended for DeSaint foul, couldn't get his stick down. It went off the corner wall and slid all the way back into the Wisconsin zone. Vogt from Moore and Minetian at 105. Good start for the United States squad. Again, averaging 5 goals per game against D1 teams. Tyson Jugnauth, the Canadian, skates it into the attacking zone. Had it crawl off his stick. Fished to the near side wall, and here comes the USA. Beckett Hendrickson, a future Minnesota Gopher. Fine shoots one. That's blocked away by McClellan. He went up high with his right arm to knock that one down, and it ricocheted free to Smolanik. Cross-ice pass picked off by the U.S. on the attack. Here's Hendrickson, chipped it wide on the pass in front, and then tried to wrap it around from behind and threw it right through the low slot.
Here's Fine now. Stick handling pass to Milanic. Lost the puck and a shot from the slot by Guzzo on goal. And McClellan made the stop and then cover the rebound. 2:39 into the first period. Team USA with a 1-0 lead.
Fine basically undressed. Two Badgers on that play. Just a little too much stick and not enough body on behalf of Bucky.
Stramel out now for Wisconsin. His line mates the rest of the game was Tony Granato hopes is Cruz Lucius and Carson Bantle. Here comes Wisconsin's Bantle. Left wing shoots one low right into the gut of Musser, and he hangs on. Carson Musser played against Mercyhurst on January 9th, stopped 18 of 19 shots in a 6-1 victory. Also gave up three goals on 32 shots and a 3-2 loss to Minnesota on December 29th, and he beat Notre Dame 5-3, made 25 saves back in October.
Just made another one.
Yep.
Good draw. Carson Bantle, clean open shot.
Badgers force a turnover at center. Stramel with Lucius 2-on-2. Drop pass right wing. Lucius Topol shot one, whizzed it right through the paint. And now Bantle exchanging pleasantries with one of the USA players, Alex Weiermeyer, a Denver recruit. Here comes Cruz Lucius now. Through the middle, got around one man. Off to the right wing he goes. Peels back at the half wall. Cross ice intended for Bantle. Good stick by Team USA and knocked back into the Wisconsin zone. 3.5 minutes gone by. A goal for Will Vogt and the U.S. with a 1-0 lead on Wisconsin. Gorniak now misfired on a headman pass to Lindmark at the center circle.
Ouch.
Lindmark then got his skate caught up with the defenseman Brady Cleveland, who goes down.
Look
and then
out.
He shoves Lindmark. Here comes a 2-on-1 for the USA. Little toe pull in front, but the puck was deflected by the stick of Jugnauth and slid harmlessly to McClellan, who covered.
Yeah, interesting, because the Badgers here in the first 4 minutes of play, you've seen once the Badgers get control in the offensive zone, the offside defenseman is usually the only guy who's open, so he's pinching down. That has created 2 2-on-1s for Team USA.
Americans win the draw and send it down deep. Danny Nelson, a Notre Dame recruit. Big left-hander, 6'3", 203. Nice stick-handling move by Moore to alleviate some pressure. Threw it off the wall, but gave it away. Wisconsin's Jugnauth blind pass intercepted by Minetian. He steps in and shoots one as he walked right down the middle, and McClellan made the stop.
Oh,
puck in front. Moore now tries to deke and go back left side, and McClellan with an ice pad save. Major breakdowns by the Badgers in the defensive zone, but they're on the attack now. Caulfield, high slot, Mike Forlicky, senior defenseman down to the goal line. Back around, Caulfield shoots one off Musser. Malmquist was in the vicinity, but it ricocheted past him. And now it's collected by Nelson up to center ice, and it squirts free to Forlicky, and the Badgers have the puck. 4:45 into the first, 1-0 Team USA.
Bucky's had more than their fair share of opportunities, however.
Sam Stang now, left circle, Forlicky. No lane to shoot. Drops it off the wall to Stang. Back to Forlicky. Pin against the near side boards by Ryan Fine. Harvard University recruit. Mersch off the boards. He shoots one that ricocheted up off of a stick and into the mesh, stopping play. 14:55 left in the opening period. 1-0. The U.S. leads Wisconsin. And Badger Hockey brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, which reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today.
Well, we haven't seen highly touted right-handed defenseman Robbie Newton yet.
No, we product of university school in Milwaukee, being forced into action on the blue line, and we've got a whistle and a stoppage in play. I'm not sure if it was a delayed offside.
Yeah,
I think
it was.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think that at that point in time, I don't think that Mersch realized what was going on, because there was so much traffic in front of him, he just stepped in.
Ryan Fine, his right winger, Salvatore Guzzo, both Harvard recruits, teamed with Beckett Hendrickson. USA sent it all the way down, icing waved off. McClellan drops it off for Dexheimer, had his pocket picked and then thrown in front off of Mersch's skate to McClellan, and he covers.
A little too nonchalant in the defensive zone.
Yeah.
Badger defensemen are getting there. kind of stopping and hesitating. Just got to bang, bang, take it as it goes. I'll be interested to see what the defensive pairs are. Coach Osiki not being here tonight. I'm assuming that Zach Adamo is now in charge of the defensemen.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Adamo, the videographer, is on the bench with volunteer coach Brad Winchester and director of hockey operations Shane Connolly with Tony Granato right now. U.S. zone shot fine from the circle, stopped by McClellan. What have they had, a half dozen grade-A chances?
Yeah, they've had six really good opportunities, one of them that they ended up scoring on, but they just seem to be open for too long right in front of the net.
Yep. Nathan Toby dumped it in. Toby, a Quinnipiac recruit. Here's Vorlicki out of his own zone. Patient with a puck, lobs it ahead. Bantle catches at the U.S. blue line. Off to the right wing now. Lucius tried a toe pull on the defenseman, but no luck there. Good stick by Brady Cleveland, the Wausau native and future Badger. Up the middle now, fine. Mishandled the puck. Stramel picks it up. He played for this team a year ago. So did Lucius, but neither played against the Wisconsin Badgers because of injuries. Lucius stick handling in the high slot, and when he went to pull the trigger, the puck wasn't on his stick.
Stramel was out for an extended period of time at that time, wasn't he?
Yep, he and Lucius. They battled injuries last season, both of them. Here's Lucius now. Shoots one, hit the near side post.
Oh,
he beat Musser clean. Blocker sigh, but it ricocheted off the iron. Weiermeier now, right-handed forward, skates past Jugnauth, who forced him behind the net, tried to pass through the slot, lost the puck, but gets it back. Weiermeier, pressured by Malmquist, bumps it back to the point, long-range shot off the mark. McClellan came out of his net, it ricocheted off the end boards, he had to scramble back, and now Wisconsin's Malmquist near the Badger bench pushed it ahead. 7 minutes into the first, 1-0, the U.S. under-18 team with a lead. Now one of the sticks for Team USA, Minetian, the blade of it got caught up in the Zamboni door and went wobbling back and forth before it fell to the ice. Maybe broken. It looks like it is.
Unlike in Milwaukee, where every second shift the door would come open.
Right. Here's De St. Foul, long range shot, easy stick save for Musser. Gobbled up by the United States. 12:30 and counting down in the first period. 1-0 Americans. Luke LeMaster near the half boards left. The defenseman now finds himself with the puck outside the left circle. Cross ice instead of shooting. Open man is Donovan. He tees one up off the stick of Korniak. Saved by Musser. Cleared out to the middle of the ice. And here comes Team USA, and they'll dump it down in.
You can tell their philosophy. Once the save was made and the puck was in control, all three forwards for Team USA were gone. Take out of the zone. Relieve pressure from the defenseman. Good philosophy when you've got people with quick feet like that.
Puck deflected up over the glass and out of play. Badger fans, this hockey season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game. One lucky winner will receive four game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Face off to the left of Kyle McClellan. He stopped 6 of 7 shots on goal so far. Badgers have put 4 shots on Carson Musser, but have yet to score. 1-0 USA. They send it down to the U.S. zone.
The pipe doesn't even count.
No, it does not. Here comes Gabe Perreault, left-handed left winger. Pressured a bit by Vorlicki. Threw it to the corner. No one there for the United States. Now Jugnauth bumps it back for Vorlicki. He'll whip it around, and he got it out through center ice. Lindmark trying to beat Leonard to the puck. He does. Cuts into the slot. Dropped it off for Gorniak, but couldn't reach it. Lindmark couldn't reach back to get it. And here comes Ryan Leonard now with Jugnauth on him. Oh, good physicality. Leonard bumps Jugnauth off balance below the Wisconsin goal line. But the Badgers regroup. Jugnauth gets to the puck. Throws it up to Gorniak. And the Badgers are going to need a change. Gorniak trying to speed past Zeev Bouyum. He's a defenseman from San Diego headed to Denver next year. And now the U.S. changes, and the Badgers have Charlie Stramel on the ice. Here comes Luke LeMaster off to Mersch. His shot left wing, stopped by Musser. Rebound there. No Badgers home, though. The United States out of its own end. Oliver Moore sends it to the corner, shoulder to shoulder with Dexheimer. Retrieves the puck nicely. Boy, these kids are 18 and younger, but they're giving 20, 21-year-olds some fits.
Yeah, speed kills. I mean, this team is built for speed.
Yep.
They do have enough toughness to play regular junior hockey against the USHL, but on a big rink like this, speed is going to kill.
Yep. Moore throws it right through the low slot. Oliver Moore, known for his speed, the Moundsview, Minnesota native, thrown all the way through center ice and back to the U.S. zone. No icing. Both teams change with 11:40 to go. Actually, the clock is not running right now on the scoreboard. We've been playing at the 11:41 mark for a long time. Puck dumped into the Wisconsin zone. Newton bumps it back to Vorlicki. Headman's now to Bantle. He couldn't catch at the blue line. And now the United States with a puck. Big hit near side. Bantle with a major collision with Guzzo, but the U.S. has the
take
puck.
A penalty for it.
Hendrickson tried to throw it in front, deflected. Bantle hustles back, touches the puck, but a penalty on Wisconsin's Carson Bantle. And the United States will go on a power play. 9:49 left in the opening period. The U.S. with a 1-0 lead and will have a man advantage when we come back from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Badgers shorthanded after the interference penalty to Carson Bantle at 9:49. U.S. on a power play, converting at 30% this season. 43 power play goals out of 143 chances. Badgers PK about 79%. They'll throw out Smith, Perreault, Vogt, Booyam, and also on the left point, it looks like, Ryan Leonard down in the slot. Perreault is out at the blue line. They had some issues with the clock, but 9:49, they say, remain on the clock. So actually, Bantle's penalty officially at 10:11. And the Badgers win the faceoff and eventually chip it out to center. Lindmark with Jack Horbach, who's back in the lineup for Wisconsin. Shorthanded Ooh. Bit by Lindmark, almost snuck it in on the blocker side. The goaltender, Musser. Horbach missed the last four games with mono, but he's back healthy. 2-on-1 shorthanded. Cross ice. Horbach there. Tries to deke and backhand, but Musser came out to challenge, and Horbach pushed it wide.
Holy cow. How many scoring opportunities are we going to get here?
Puck played with a high stick.
Yep.
Stoppage in play and a faceoff back in the U.S. zone with 9:18 to go here in the opening period. 1-0 USA.
Let's hope it wasn't played with that broken stick. Oh, there's $200 that just went off to the...
Right.
Off to the side.
They can handle it.
Cool.
Mershon Stang on the PK with Dexheimer and Donovan, and the Badgers win the faceoff. Donovan shoots one off the stick of Stang, goes high. Mersh put it back in front, came free to Stang. Right wing shot stopped by Musser. He hangs on. Badgers have had four pretty good looks shorthanded, and there's still a minute 21 left in the interference penalty to Bantle.
I think they've had five attempted shots. That includes the deke by Horbach, who went wide.
Yeah.
But and then they probably don't count it as a shot on net when that shot hit the pipe shorthanded, but there have been a lot more scoring opportunities for Bucky than there has been for Team USA in this power play. And as soon as I say that, they're going to break down the ice. And
here they come.
Here they come at 150 miles an hour.
And Etienne DeMore lost it in the corner. Dexheimer goes to get it and throws it up over the point man and all the way down. Lindmark and Horbach back out on the PK for another 55 seconds. And Etienne with it. From Woodcliffe Lake, New Jersey, going to Boston College. One of six American players here tonight that will skate for Greg Brown at BC next year. Badgers battling on the far side wall. Good work by Donovan Dowd. Muscle the forward, and the Badgers steal. Drop pass to Horbach, tried to throw it back to Lindmark on a two-on-two, but the two didn't connect, and the U.S. with the puck now, 30 seconds left in the man advantage.
Those two are tired.
Hendrickson right wing, and dropped it back to Danny Nelson. He shot it high and wide. Donovan battling, Lindmark as well. Poked it free to LeMaster, who pivots to protect the puck against Moore, then lost it to Moore, and then thrown wildly back out near the benches and all the way through center ice. Looks like Wisconsin will get this penalty kill done, although a lead feed fine immediately on him. Jugnauth slows him just a bit. Korniak there for support, and the Badgers kill off the Bantle penalty. 1-0. United States leads Wisconsin, 7:40 to go here in the opening period of play.
And no legitimate scoring opportunities for USA on their power play. More legitimate scoring opportunities shorthanded for Bucky.
Turnover. Wisconsin's got it. Lead feed Korniak. He's got speed. He stops right wing, shoots one wide on the glove side of Musser. Badgers apply forechecking pressure. Fourth line out now for the U.S. Carter Slagert, Alex Weiermeyer, and Austin Bernovic. Bernovic's headed to St. Cloud. Weiermeyer, I mentioned before, Denver. Slagert going to Notre Dame, where his brother Landon currently plays as a junior. His oldest brother Graham played with the Irish, now with the Toronto Marlies of the American Hockey League. Andy Slagert, longtime associate head coach in South Bend. Notre Dame here last weekend in two very different games. Badgers look good in the opener. Oh, near steal in front of the net by Horbach. It jumped over his stick, and then not so good in the finale, but made it interesting with four power play goals in the third to cut a 6-1 deficit, or a 5-1 deficit, to 5-3. Eventually lost 6-4.
Yeah, as much as Bucky has struggled on the man advantage, that was not
Leonard
the case.
Steele shoots one, nice save by McClellan, and he gave the rebound up weak side, but it was put back behind the net by Perot. Still a penalty to come on Wisconsin.
Owen Lindmark was the back checking forward, and as soon as that puck came across off the rebound, you got into a situation where Owen was just a step behind, and you'll watch, he'll stick his stick up underneath the hands and force the U.S. team player to go deep into the zone and not get a legitimate shot on net. So hooking will be the call against Owen Lindmark with 6:29 left here in the first. Second opportunity for Team USA on the power play. And one of the premier penalty killers in the league, and especially for the Badgers, Owen Lindmark is in the penalty box.
Mershon Stang start on the PK for Wisconsin. Face off to the right of Kyle McClellan. Ben Garrity is the second string goaltender here tonight. Unlikely to see Jared Moe, who this week was named to the watch list for the Mike Richter Award as the best goaltender in Division I hockey. Badgers win the faceoff and lob it out to center. Settled down there by Smith. And now here they come. Booyam to Smith. Ugh. Left wing with speed. Comes in, shoots one low. McClellan save. Lost the rebound. Tapped back by Mersch to the netminder. And he covers. 6:09 to go in the first. 1-0 U.S.
I had a little nightmare there. I thought it was going to be tapped back to him, and he was going to try and cover it with his glove and watch it go between his legs like the Notre Dame goal the other night.
Oh, yeah, the one that Kuhlman scored to make it 2-0. Badgers won that game. Vogt in the corner, pins one of the Badgers against the wall, slides free, look out, open man Smith, toe pull, shoots one and hit the near post. Oh, he zipped that one past the glove of McClellan, but Drew Iron. Smith again with it.
He had all day to do it.
Yep. Here's Booyam. Smith, top of the right circle. Cross ice pass, Perot. His shot blocked. Kept free by Perot. Still loose, however. Horbach can't pick it up cleanly. Leonard had it. Then stepped on it, it appeared. It goes to the corner, and the Badgers try to hard rim it around, but no luck. Covered point by the far side. U.S. steps in. Here's an open man, Smith. Backside left. It's Leonard. Right-hander goes to the goal line. Perot back to Leonard. Tried to chip it on net, but didn't get much of it. And the Badgers able to clear. 50 seconds left in the hooking penalty to Owen Lindmark. 1-0 U.S.
Minute 10 of killing that penalty. Those guys are tired.
Fine throws it cross ice. Here comes Nelson. Backside Hendrickson shoots one into the chest of McClellan. Rebound was there. Badgers can't find it. McClellan slides to his right. Deflected. Never got back to him. And the Badgers' Malmquist sends it down.
Well, this will be an interesting two speedsters out there.
Yeah.
Liam Malmquist and Korniak. Get any short-handed opportunities, these two will create something.
Almquist backpedaling in his own zone, goes rink-wide to a wide-open Vorlicki, and he'll just set and fire it all the way down. 10 seconds left. Korniak goes to get the puck, wheels around to the right circle, looking for some support, but the Badgers have some time to waste on the penalty, and they'll throw it back to Vorlicki, and that will allow Lindmark to come out of the box, and the Badgers back at full strength, 2-for-2 on the penalty kill. Trailing the United States 1-0. Steele, though, Nelson with it. 2-on-3. Nelson weaves to the slot, taps it back to the blue line. Across the line, though, that's offside on the Americans. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center, Brewpub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin.
Well, it's been pretty tic-tac-toe. Yeah. I mean, it's been back-and-forth action. Badgers have had scoring opportunities shorthanded, but they've matched USA in the goaltending department.
Face-off back into the Wisconsin zone. Donovan threw it up off the glass, knocked down with a high stick, and so they'll drop the puck down in the U.S. zone with 4:09 left here in the opening period of play.
I've never understood that rule. You're in the offensive zone, and you knock it down with a high stick, and they bring the faceoff all the way back here. I understand outside the blue line, but I don't understand why you're being penalized all the way back in your defensive zone.
Unless they just don't want the sticks up high. You know, I mean, that's
I guess there's an issue with it.
To me,
everybody's got a face mask and a mouth guard and a full set of Army armor.
Zach Scholes for the United States threw it up to center. The Badgers take it from there. Vorlicki now. Long rink-wide pass caught by Lucius. Works it to the high slot. Shot one blocked. Fortescue with it. Throws it up the far side to Slaggart. Weak backhand pass. Didn't reach the intended receiver. The Badgers Bantle now with it. 3.5 minutes to go in the first. 1-0 United States. Dexheimer. Trying to settle the bouncing puck, taken away by Smith. He's got it left wing, shoots one wide. Boy, he can really whip that thing.
And it gets rid of it in such a hurry.
Yeah, from Lexington, Massachusetts.
Quick release.
Yeah, he is quick. A right-hander, 6 feet, 182, Boston College recruit. Good play by Scholes to wall off Bantle. Here's a pass by Smith in front. Was knocked free, and the Badgers have the puck. Bantle at center. Wisconsin onside, 2-on-2. Bantle had it roll off his stick a little bit, and then Drew Fortescue got in the way of it, went behind the net. Now Horbach pulls it free. Under 3 minutes to go. Here's Donovan with it, playing with a little juice in his skates today. Shay Donovan playing in the Badger or the Holiday faceoff down in Milwaukee. And actually played pretty well down
there
against Lake State and Clarkson. Korniak mishandles the puck. It crawls across the U.S. blue line. Now the Badgers have it back, but they were on offside as Korniak came across the line, and now he goes up high with Ryan Leonard, and I think Gorniak's going to go.
Nope.
Or are they going to take Leonard? Nope.
Nope.
Wow, and no penalty either way. Korniak and Leonard were chirped a little bit. Nestle blew for offside. Jack went up high with his right hand right into the face mask of Leonard, and the referees watched, but elected to call no penalties. 5-on-5 here with 2:39 left in the first.
They were just discussing, you know, if I come here as a player and you're a senior, how easy is it for me to get through calculus? And
sure.
That's what I told everybody anyway.
Sure. And how did that go?
I usually took a whooping.
Vorlicki up to D. St. Foul, bounces past him. Kai Janvuria sent it in. Jugnauth after it, protects the puck, spins it over to the near side in Malmquist. Badgers try to exit, pass too far for D. St. Foul. That should be icing, or no, they wave it off. Good hustle by D. St. Foul. Then he got held up.
And
he's still
got a holding
being held
call.
Up. And a penalty to be called on the United States. And the Badgers will get a power play, a quartz power play, with 2:07 to go in the opening period of play, trying to pull even with Team USA.
Well, this would be the one point in the game where I would honestly say, which defensemen are going to run the power play? Because you've got two out, you've got 24 out, and you've got four out. I'm just in a situation where I was like, okay, Jugnauth, you're our guy. Stay out there for 2 minutes.
Nathan Tobey, 2 minutes for holding at 17:53. Badgers power play up to 20%, 19 of 94. It helped that they went 4-for-6 against Notre Dame last Saturday.
Yeah, that's a nice stat to have.
And all four of those came in the third period when Wisconsin almost pulled off a miraculous comeback. Jugnauth running the point on the number one power play with DeSaint Fowle, Lucius, Brock Caulfield in the bumper, and Bantle in front of the net. Lucius top of the right circle. Cross ice, Jugnauth looks, pass intended for Caulfield, and Minetian got his stick in the way. Back around to Jugnauth now. Minute 40 to go in the period. DeSaint Fowle shoots one. Left circle with Bantle running interference in front. May have gone off Carson to the far side.
Went off somebody's head, I think.
Here's Lucius now. Able to squeeze the pass to Caulfield. DeSaint Fowle half boards right. Back out to Lucius. 1:25 left in the first. Lucius shoots one and a stick save made by Musser. Ricocheted out to the left point. Jugnauth with it. At the hash marks and bumps it back to DeSaint Fowle. Lucius wants it, doesn't get it. Jugnauth has it, goes cross, intended for Lucius, but up off his stick and out of play. 1:11 to go in the first. 1-0 United States as Will Vogt scored a minute 5 in.
Interesting. We'll see what the second unit of the power play has to offer. And
we have Dexheimer running the point.
I see four forwards and one converted forward to a defenseman a couple years ago in Dexheimer.
Dexheimer with a puck, right-handed D to the half boards left and Stang. Sam Stang out there. Gorniak, pass in front. Stramel caught it, tried to pivot and shoot in tight, but no luck. And then heaved down by the United States with under a minute to play in the period. 1-0 U.S. Shots on goal 12-10 in favor of the Americans. Here's Dexheimer with it. Token pressure by Salvatore Guzzo. Left wing pass, Gorniak. Dexheimer wanted it back. He was open,
should've,
but didn't pass him the puck. He was going right down the middle of the ice, right to the net. Puck comes free, Gorniak with it. Off balance, right wing shot into the glove of Musser. He hangs on. 29.7 seconds left in the period.
And only 23 seconds left in the power play, so I'm sure they'll bring out the first unit again and take that chance that those 5 seconds we won't have with four forwards and one defenseman out there, it shouldn't be an issue.
Those four power play goals the Badgers scored in the third last Saturday against Notre Dame, one power play goal shy of a team record for a period, five against Michigan Tech back in 1988. Cruz Lucius had four assists on those power plays, tying a school record for most helpers in a period. Don Addison, Bob Suter, Joe Pavelski, the only Badgers ever to do what Cruz Lucius did last Saturday. And a penalty's been called. Boy, that was awfully quiet. Nelson gets the gate.
I don't.
At 19:33, and the Badgers get a 5-on-3 for 20 seconds.
Play it safe, gentlemen.
They said Nelson for roughing. Here's Jugnauth. Goal line left, it's Lucius. Goal line right, Caulfield. Top of the right circle, DeSaint Fowle. 10 seconds left in the 5-on-3. Lucius walks in, backside right. Caulfield shot stuffed by Musser. Good pass by Lucius. Excellent save by Musser. The puck cleared out to center ice. 5 seconds left in the period. Again, the U.S. down two men. A potential break shorthanded and a good recovery by Jugnauth to cut off Ryan Leonard as he was headed to the net. And the horn stops play. Actually, that was Zach Scholes, number 8, not Leonard, number 9. Scholes came in with a potential 2-on-1 shorthanded, but Jugnauth there at the last second.
That ticks me off more than anything is when all three forwards are watching the two defensive players play 2-on-1 and the puck squirts free and all three forwards are still stuck back in the offensive zone. Oh, that makes me crazy.
So the Badgers failed to convert on that 5-on-3, but they will have a little bit of power play hockey when the second period begins. After one here in Madison, it's the United States 1 and Wisconsin nothing. We'll return in a moment from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. After one, the United States leads Wisconsin 1-0. Both teams 12 shots on goal. Kyle McClellan, 11 saves for the Badgers, 12 for Carson Musser of Team USA. Wisconsin currently 0-for-1 on the power play, but again has some power play time when they come back in the second period. Notre Dame, the United States 0-for-2. On the man advantage, both teams with three blocks. Wisconsin won 16 of 21 faceoffs. What did you think of the first period?
Actually, I thought it was pretty even, to be honest with you. Both teams gave up grand scoring opportunities. I thought both goaltenders played very, very well. And I'm sure that Musser is saying to himself, God, I love these pipes here at Wisconsin because they just keep hitting them and they don't go in. But other than that, I thought it was pretty even keel, and you could see what U.S. was trying to do on the power play, and you could see what they were trying to do on the penalty kill. So hopefully a little smarter preview for what's going to happen here to start off the second period.
Ho-Chunk first intermission reports up next. Wisconsin trailing the U.S. 1-0 after one. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 14, tonight under overcast skies, winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tomorrow high of 32. Lows around 26, tomorrow night mainly cloudy skies. Upper 30s, Sunday and Monday, with a chance for mixed precipitation, Monday. A dusting of snow, Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
Here at the Kohl Center, Badgers trail the U.S. under 18 team 1-0 after one period of play. Elsewhere, Big Ten hockey this weekend in Ann Arbor, Ohio State pounding Michigan 7-2. Travis Treloar, a couple of goals for the Buckeyes, who we will see here in Madison next weekend. Also, Notre Dame now leads Minnesota 2-1 early third period in South Bend. Trevor Janicki with a go-ahead goal for the Fighting Irish. And we also have Penn State and Michigan State in East Lansing. The Spartans have lost 5 in a row, 7 of 8 since their 11-4-1 start, and they trail the Nittany Lions 2-0 in the third period of play. Penn State this season is 17-5 and ranked 5th in the country. They're the real deal.
Yeah, they are. And to be honest with you, I don't know if Guy Gadowski's got a mirror trick or what he's doing with that team, but they weren't expected. The preseason prognosticators were not expecting Penn State to be that good.
7th in the Big Ten.
Yeah. So you turn around and you see what he has done. And to be honest with you, and when you look at their lineup, he has benefited as much or more than any other coach from the transfer portal.
No doubt.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah, actually, Michigan State was picked to finish last. Penn State was picked to finish 6th. Here, Wisconsin trails the U.S. 1-0 back in 2.5 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Give your kitchen the upgrade it deserves with Clearview Cabinetry. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Get an appointment-free design consultation and explore all our cabinet options on display in our kitchen showroom and save big money now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Badgers trail the U.S. 1-0, but they will have about a minute and a half of power play hockey when the second period comes your way. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. We'll drop the puck in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false? The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested. True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. true.
I'm going to dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Ryan and Ian back at the Kohl Center. Badgers on a power play to start this second period, struggling to control it and get to the offensive end, but here they come 3-on-2. DeSaint Fowl, right wing, Caulfield drops back. DeSaint Fowl, the Badgers will set up. Jugnauth out high, shattered his stick in half as he pulled the trigger. Taken away by the United States. Lead feed intended for Moore off his skate. Otherwise, he would have had a breakaway, and McClellan had it ricochet his way, and the Badgers netminder tapped it off for DeSaint Fowl. 50 seconds left in Wisconsin's power play, trying to pull even. Lucius, no-look pass, left wing. Gorniak shot, I think, Musser, the goaltender, got a piece of it. Banked around the near side wall, not very strongly. The Badgers, Stramel pulls it free, steps towards the slot, now shoots one low. Pad save made by Musser. Retrieved by Stramel on the right wing wall. Tied up there. Gorniak trying to dive to keep it alive, but the United States, Slager, able to whack it all the way down. And the Badgers go to get it with 20 seconds left on the power play.
Pretty anemic.
Yep.
Couple good shots, but nothing of consequence that the goaltender couldn't handle.
Yeah, you look up and down the stats for the United States. Oh, here's a centering pass, and it went off the skate of Stramel, who had his back to the net. And when it ricocheted, the goalie saw it before Stramel turned to locate it, and Musser covered. 2 seconds left on the body-checking penalty to Danny Nelson, but actually it was a delay of game officially whistled against Nelson. That may be that is a women's hockey term, body checking, illegal. By the way, speaking of women's hockey, the 8th-ranked Badgers lost in overtime at top-ranked Ohio State.
Ouch.
2-1, the Badgers have lost 4 straight, scored only 2 goals in those 4 games. Make that 3 goals in those 4 games. U.S. back at full strength. Wisconsin now 0-for-2 on the power play. Had 5. Make that 20 seconds of 5-on-3. Fail to convert. That was back late in the first period. Gorniak in the right corner of the offensive zone. Fortescue on him. Bounced it back behind the net now for Horbach, who had to chase it down. Now Gorniak again below the goal line. Cuts back to the left in the corner. Out to the point now, Luke Lemaster. With Shea Donovan, Lindmark, Horbach, Gorniak out there for Wisconsin up front. Gorniak behind the net, looking, tried to center it to Horbach off his stick, taken away by the United States. Good work by Gorniak to poke it off the stick of Nelson, and the Badgers have possession once again.
That was a great shift.
Again, you look at all the teams that the United States under 18 team has played this season, win or lose, it's been a very difficult schedule for this squad. But they've won more, obviously, than they've lost at 11-4 against Division I team Smolonic. He comes around right wing, centering pass. Oh, a chance for Mersch, but kicked to the far corner. Orlicky keeps it alive in the attacking zone. Mersch applies some pressure. Nelson with it, pulled it free from Wisconsin Smolonic, and now here's Perreault. Gabe Perreault, Topol, tried to shoot it through the defenseman, but Dexheimer stayed in the way, blocked the shot. Mersch now brings it up and then lost it. Newton from long range throws it on goal, and Musser makes the stop and leaves it off now for the defenseman. Edmans to Guzzo, directed it into the Wisconsin zone, but the Badgers there to get it. Dexheimer right wing, flung a wild pass too far for Cruz Lucius, and Bantle cannot beat the defenseman Cleveland to the hash marks. Icing called on Wisconsin. 16:39 to go here in the second period. 1-0 the United States.
The first two shifts that we've been back to 5-on-5,
yep.
Both times that USA has come in and taken a shot and the rebound has gone out. Badger defensemen have been able to get there first, had their head up, made a nice breakout pass, and then it just took that one errant pass to make it.
Oh, steal by the United States, centering pass, but the Americans couldn't connect. Out to center it came. Oh, nice pass, no look. Lucius to Stramel, cuts in left wing on his backhand to his forehand, spun and threw it to the slot behind Bantle, not far enough for Lucius, and the United States now with it. Fine will skated into the zone to the left and then poked it back behind the net where Wisconsin's Forlicky waited for it. And then he got out-muscled and lost the puck. Here's a pass now to the right wing. A shot off the stick of Guzzo went up and out of play. 16:06 left in the second period. It's 1-0 United States. Yeah, this program over the last 10 years has averaged 16 draft picks per year.
Yeah, but, you know, there's only a couple of them, like, some guy who played for the Leafs, I think he was pretty good on that team.
Some guy that played for the Hawks, pretty good too.
Yeah,
some
they did okay for themselves.
Plays for the Canadiens now. He's been pretty good.
I was about to say, it's been good to Wisconsin players.
Oh, no doubt. Well, Michigan has really benefited from that program being in its backyard. Ann Arbor and Plymouth are separated by, a half hour maybe? Turnaround pass in the Wisconsin zone picked off by the Badgers. Long stretch pass intended for Malmquist, intercepted by the U.S. They go back and forth at center, now dumped in by DeSaint Fowl. Caulfield in there. Caulfield against Janvaria. Out to the point, Dexheimer steps in, shoots one. Oh, did it hit Malmquist in the back?
I don't know.
It didn't get on goal. Ooh. It ricocheted to the corner, and then the U.S. Scholes threw one in front of the net and almost ricocheted past his own netminder, and now a whistle.
It went off of the Badger player hanging out on the bench. It hit outside the zone, or inside the zone, and USA would have had a clean break on it, but it was a deflected pass by whoever's hanging over the boards there for Wisconsin.
Mike Eaves used to coach the U.S. under-18 team. Donnie Granato the same. The head coach now is Dan Muse, third year with the National Team Development Program, former assistant at Yale, also with the Nashville Predators. Had a couple of years of head coaching experience with the Chicago Steel in the USHL. Fortescue got it off to Manetian. Now down to the corner, Moore. Moore out there with Will Vogt, the lone goal scorer so far tonight, and Danny Nelson, the Notre Dame recruit.
Oh.
Fortescue got hit from behind, or maybe the side. We play on. Spolonic thought maybe a penalty would be called on him. And Eddie, a nice stick handling move around Stang to the low left. Stang recovered, whacked it off his stick, but then he retrieved out near the blue line. Fortescue had it knocked free, and the Badgers Stang with the puck. 3-on-3, onside Spolonic. Stang takes it back behind the net. And Eddie enforced him there, and now Wisconsin Stang drops it off Lemaster. Tough angled shot, blocked in front, ricocheted to Donovan. Down low, Smolonic setting up Mersch.
Oh.
Stopped by Musser. Oh, nice pass by Smolonic to the tape of Mersch's stick, and Musser with a big save.
Oh, boy. Dominic can't buy a goal.
Mersch with only one goal this season, hasn't scored one in 15 games, the Badgers captain. Bouillum runs into the linesman, Matt Gerlach, as well as Shea Donovan. Had the puck, lost the puck. Still battling for it. Now Leonard cuts to the slot. His shot blocked. No look between the legs. Pass. Perreault trying to set up Smith, but not enough mustard on it. It was deflected by the Badgers, and back into the U.S. zone it goes.
That's why Owen Lindmark is such a valuable member on this team. Plays that defensive coverage in the zone just enough to get the puck.
Unfortunately, he just turned it over in the offensive zone. Home run pass for Will Smith too far. McClellan forced out of his net, and then he turned it over to Smith, who threw it in front. No one there for the Americans. The Badgers pick it off. Gorniak now. Can he get around Toby? He's going to try left wing. Lost the handle. Goes down to his knees as Toby put him to the ice. Now Dexheimer with it. Corner boards. Dexheimer. Oh, nice stick handling move around Toby. Two U.S. players go down. Penalty could have been called as Dexheimer's stick was being held, but no right arm goes up from the referees. Gorniak playing keep away in the left corner. 13-10 to go, second period. It's 1-0 United States. Dexheimer, left wing, Horbach back to the net. Now he turns and finds Gorniak cutting down the right wing. Jack goes and spins it around to the point. Vorlicky quickly left point to Dexheimer. Off his stick, chops it back to Horbach at the blue line. Oh. His pass got across to Vorlicky. Centering pass off of Lindmark and bounced wide of the mark. 1-0 United States, 12:45 to go in the second. Badgers playing well here in this last two-minute stretch or so.
Good puck control.
Here's Cruz Lucius, goal line left, trying to fend off the defenseman. Little head and shoulder fake, can't get some space. Lost the puck, got it back out near the blue line, tries to step past the U.S. player. Now he continues to handle the puck, got bumped off balance. Now Lucius slot, shoots one, scores! Wow! Cruz Lucius! Puck like a yo-yo on his stick. He threw a blind pass left wing, then received the pass back in the slot and just picked the upper corner blocker side on Musser. It's 1-1.
I was just about to be very, very critical of Cruz Lucius because how many times have we seen him turn it over at the offensive blue line? He just about did it again.
Like five times there.
Yes. As he was stick handling in a phone booth. But the end result is he came away with the puck, and there make no bones about it. He knew where he was going when he shot that one.
Wow, if this game counted, it would be Lucius's ninth goal this season. He would have 24 points, 23 points for the freshman, among the top rookie scorers in the Big Ten. Now the U.S. is called for offside. Badger Hockey is brought to you by Menards, a proud sponsor of all Badger athletics. Menards reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards.
You try and take positives out of every shift, and on that shift it was a 3-on-2, and lo and behold, Charlie Stramo was right on top of his guy before they even got in the zone. I was impressed.
By the way, give Gorniak and Vorlicky helpers on Lucius's goal at 7:35, delayed offside on Wisconsin, and the Americans now have it. And there's Weiermeyer. Brady Cleveland on the ice for the United States. Headman pass to Carter Slagert, bobbled it, now drops it to Cleveland at the red line. He'll scoop it down in. Brady Cleveland, four assists this season, has yet to score a goal for the U.S. under 18 team, his second year with the national program. Out to the right point, thrown towards the slot, picked off by the Badgers. Potential break for Malmquist, comes in, shoots one. Nice left shoulder save by Musser. Lucius has it. Right dot. Topol shot one. Got through Musser with a stop, and he covers. Boy, the more you watch Lucius, sometimes he puts you to sleep. Sometimes he's maybe a little too careless with the puck, but he's so confident when he has the puck on his stick. And that time he was in closed quarters, Ian, and still able to kind of drag the puck and get it into a shooting area and almost beat Musser low.
Yeah, from the full stick length to his feet. There's nobody better in the Big Ten.
U.S. won the faceoff and threw it out to center. Yeah, Lucius riding a six-game point scoring streak, a goal and points in that span. Look now out. A steal by the United States. Slot pass intended for Moore. He lost it, fell down. The Badgers, D. St. Foul on the rush. Backside Caulfield can't get on the puck. D. St. Foul then muffed it, and the Americans chip it up to the near side, and Moore slides beyond Nelson. Vogt now to Nelson. Pass to Vogt through the middle of the ice. Didn't connect. Now Nelson's got it. Little lob pass in the right corner. Carried to the Badgers net by Malmquist. And then he turned and threw it out of the zone. Now the Badgers. Caulfield with a steal. Got checked from the side by Medetian, but no penalty called as he went down near the Badgers bench. And now the U.S. just iced the puck with 10:31 to go here in the second period. A 1-1 game. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, you're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Steve Hirschkin, our producer tonight, Ian Perrin, alongside me, Brian Posick at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Badgers in the U.S. under 18 team. Ty Smolonik with a steal. He played for the national program a few years ago before going to Quinnipiac. Here's Shea Donovan to the goal line right and Stang. Donovan went to the net, didn't get the return. And then Mersch shanked a shot in the left circle, taken away by the United States, and they'll dump it in and head to the bench for a change. Halfway through here at the Kohl Center, 1-1, the Badgers and the Americans. Stang now flies in, tough angled shot off the side of the net, followed it up and gathered it in behind the cage. Drops it off now, Vorlicki, defended by Leonard. Vorlicki cuts back to his left along the boards, now skates it out near the blue line, kept it in.